Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Start the music.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, your host and my partner in good and co-host, Crystal Clark.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you? Do you feel pressure?
Just a little bit.
Hey, at least we're not upside down.
And you can see the Beyonce's budget.
This is all you need to see of me anyway. So this is Your Power, Your Money, if you're just checking us out for the first time. Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about taking control of your money life, mm-hmm. Crystal.
That's
listen,
right
here on Supertalk 103.3, now at a new time as in right now, 106 on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be able to do this?
Yes, we got it.
Okay,
I
when I said we, I meant me, right? So now we're on 106 on Monday afternoon, mm-hmm. so a little different feel. We'll see if that has any effect. Or you can check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm, search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime. Okay. So today, Crystal, our topic, it's something we've talked about before.
Okay.
It's building wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would take this from the Ramsey Foundation, the 7 baby steps to take control of your money life. So these are things we've touched on before, uh-huh. but I wanted to revisit them in detail.
Okay, so let's start with the proven plan that works for building wealth from the Ramsey Foundation. You work too hard to live paycheck to paycheck.
I do.
I can
yes,
attest to that.
We're raising our hands.
Whether you're struggling with debt or building your savings, here are the 7 baby steps that will help you take control of your money for good. The first step, the
number
first
one.
Baby step.
Number one.
Is to save $1,000 for your starter emergency plan.
Oh, okay. Ouch. Well, $1,000 is preferred
mm-hmm.
if you're living hand to mouth, though, as a lot of us are, paycheck to paycheck, as they say. That seems like a kind of a goal,
right?
But it's not. You can do... Your emergency fund can have $100 in it.
Right. We just want you to start it.
You just need to start it so that in the event of a water heater, windshield,
tire, battery for your car,
a vet bill, maybe. Yeah. So you've got something to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's number one, $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. One more time, put in what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Baby step numero dos, number two, pay off all debt except the house using the debt snowball.
Of course, the debt snowball attacks your smallest debt first. The goal is to pay it off and move on to the next debt in line. But you will still need to make the minimum payments on all of your other bills. So with the debt snowball, you pay your smallest bill first,
right.
your smallest debt first, and then you work your way up to the largest one.
And you pay the minimum,
mm-hmm.
or if you have a little extra, you pay that in, but that amount stays.
Mm-hmm.
So as the snowball rolls and you get one off, then
you can attack the larger
bills.
Right,
the money that you just used, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Baby step number three.
That's right.
Save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund.
Okay. All right. Now, look, I did a little bit and just the 4 walls,
mm-hmm.
right? Food, clothing, shelter, transportation. Roughly, you know, I came to like $2,500.
Right.
So that's the baseline. You got to get that $2,500 taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But the emergency fund is one of Ramsey's little basic tenets, and it really does work. Remember, you can start it out with as much as you need to. Just have it.
Right.
All right. So let's move to baby step number 4. Invest 15% of your household income on retirement.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is just smart. Not everyone can see a world where they can start saving for their retirement. So mm-hmm. determine your household income, then invest 15% to start a retirement account. And I think that's very important because, you know, we have the emergency funds, but then you want to have, you know, a bigger goal, a longer goal. So you have to look for retirement. You know, you're working all these years and you don't want to go into retirement and have nothing saved.
And, you know, and again, these are goals. If you follow these steps, you can, you know, move through the process really quickly. So that's 15% of your household income. I don't know. That that's hard. But if you work for a larger company, you probably have a 401k deduction. Take that up because mm-hmm. that is a great way for your employer to help incentivize you.
That's right.
All right. So baby step number five, save for your children's college fund.
I need to start now.
Well, this is critical. I actually just got a text from the treasurer, McCray. Right? About, hey, by the way, you can start a 529 or you can start an impact college savings plan. Forgive me if I mess that up, guys. But as a grandparent, what a great way to start this out for your children.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put that fund aside and, you know, again, you start now. In a few years, you'll really have something, right?
Right.
All right. Well, let's take our first break there. When we come back to Your Power, Your Money, we'll talk more about the seven steps to building wealth. You know, the State College Saving Fund.
Okay.
I just reached out to the treasurer to see if he could be on the show.
Mm.
All right. Your Power, Your Money. Stay with us.
First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That means you. Own your own home with a mortgage. Pay off creditors or prepare for the future with a personal loan. Our business services, loans, and lines of credit can set you up for success. Step up to the table at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Making sure everyone has a seat at the table is important. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you are family. They're here to help members and future members in Lauderdale and Clark County. Whether you need guidance with your money, help to get a car, or get the loan you need, come by or call. Your seat at the table is right here.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, a seat at the table also means a seat behind the wheel. Let us help you buy a car. Our loan officers specialize in getting loans approved for first-time borrowers, and they make sure everyone leaves with a plan to get approved. Take your seat at the table and get behind the wheel with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. One credit union can make a difference.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. You're listening to us at 1:06 p.m. on a Monday. And if you're going, hey, what happened? We moved to a new time. I'm sure it's not Lindsay Hall, but that's okay. So we've been talking about the seven steps, the baby steps, they say, to building wealth. And I think we need T-shirts now. We got Your Power, Your Money. We need something that says that's what the rich folks do.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because it's kind of that same thing. So we talked about starting that emergency fund, then paying off all your debt. We went through the 3 to 6 months of
savings,
which, you know, again, that is an emergency fund. But boy, if you could even have a month of all of your expenses kind of tucked away, you'd be golden.
You're doing good, yeah.
And then we talked about 15% of your household income and saving for a college fund. So baby step number five, oddly, is save for children's college fund. Okay, so the Mississippi Affordable College Savings Program, MACS, is a 529 college savings plan that offers tax advantages and flexible investment options to help families save for that long-term education need. Now, oddly, I got a text from the treasurer's office about this, and we've asked him to try to come on and do the show, and hopefully we'll get somebody from the office to talk about this, because it's really it's detailed, and it's that kind of thing that if you start it when you have a small child, you're going to be fine.
It pays off.
Otherwise, it's just good luck, y'all. You know, you better be smart. You better play an instrument, something like that. So Mississippi's plan offers three different 529 college savings plans. There's a direct plan, an advisor-sold plan, which would be like from your financial advisor. And if you're at that point, that's a great idea. And a prepaid tuition plan called Mississippi Affordable College Savings, or MACS, and Mississippi Prepaid Affordable College Tuition Program, or IMPACT. acronyms. So much fun.
Yes.
Well, so there's advantages.
Yes. So we do have some tax advantages. Contributions to the MACS accounts are deductible from the Mississippi state income tax up to $10,000 for single filers and up to $20,000 for joint filers.
That's a really nice deduction, right?
Yeah. Earners grow tax-free when used for qualified educational expenses.
So
that's a good little nugget there.
So you've got the savings. Mm-hmm. You're putting it in today's money, but these little tax incentives help you move that along.
Right.
So eligibility for the program. The program's open to U.S. citizens or resident aliens with valid, you know, that's the green people.
Right.
The resident aliens, right? Mm-hmm. So you do have to have a valid Social Security number. Parents, grandparents, and other relatives can open an account for a beneficiary who must also be a U.S. citizen or a resident alien. So that's pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
So everybody that is a citizen or has those credentials in the state of Mississippi is eligible.
That's awesome. So they do have some contribution limits. There is no annual contribution limit, but the total account balance for each beneficiary cannot exceed $235,000. The initial contribution requirement is often as low as $25, making it accessible for many families.
Yeah, so there's a way to get in even at that very...
It's not that expensive to start.
No, it really isn't. So it's a lot to consider, if we have time, we'll come back and climb through some of these things some more.
Okay.
But you can go to www.access.ms529.com or just go to the Mississippi Treasury office at treasury.ms.gov. And you can search MACS and you'll find out all those details.
Well, that was a lot of information to consider.
Right.
But you can even start now with $15 or $25 on your payroll deduction. And that money builds up quickly. So you don't have to start with $100 or $200. You can start with as little as $15 and just watch that money add up.
I mean, and again, you won't notice a $15, charge. Again, now we're beyond that, right? I always say that and $5 will get you a coffee at Starbucks. So again, it's a great way to do it. And we'll talk more about that later. All right, let's talk about baby step
number six,
pay off your home early. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, Facebook fans. All right, that's mine. So, Crystal, let's pay off your mortgage as quickly as we can, okay? When you're intentional about attacking your mortgage, you can pay it off in as little as 10 years or less. And it says, well, that's what millionaires do.
And I'm going to say, pump your brakes.
Just, whoa.
Because we're not millionaires, but we're working on it.
Millionaires, they just pay cash.
Oh, wait. There's Shelly.
They just pay cash.
Oh, they just pay
millionaires
cash.
Just pay cash.
They don't even go get a loan.
Notice how we said millionaires and she appeared.
No, I'm just saying, millionaires, they have that luxury of just paying cash for everything.
It's liquid. Well, there's liquid cash and liquid income. Mm-hmm. If you're making a lot of money, but you're putting it all out, if you've been saving, these are the tips that, and again, this is not voodoo. This is just basic knowledge.
It's not magic. It's just one step at a time.
All right.
And so we're going to look at some other financial goals that you might want to prioritize ahead of getting rid of your mortgage. Before you start paying off your house faster, there are four things I want you to do. The first thing is pay off your consumer debt. Think credit cards, car notes, student loans. If you want to do a transfer with your credit card, come and see us at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. We can help you with that application.
Slip that in, good girl.
Second is build an emergency fund worth 3 to 6 months worth of your typical expenses. If you do not have a savings account, please come and see us again at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. We can help you with that as well. Begin investing 15% of your income for retirement. You can do that through your employer. Or yourself. The fourth step is start putting money aside for your kids' college if you have kids.
Or your fur babies.
Fur babies, yeah.
You know,
they're expensive too.
Daycare for fur babies costs a lot.
Vet bills.
But, and again, all right, pay off all your consumer debt. That's your credit cards, your car notes, student loans. Build that emergency fund, and let's talk about that again.
Okay.
That 3 to 6 months. Imagine if you had at least three months.
That's a good cushion.
Yeah. So if something catastrophic happens, which happens in our part of the world all the time, or, a job change, a life change, a divorce, a death. So having that stuff done ahead of time is not magic, but it is magical.
But and it does reduce the stress. So when something comes up, you don't have to worry about like where I'm going to get this money from.
Oh, yes.
You know you have that emergency savings account built just for that, those things.
That's like, you know, would you like to buy this phone? It's sort of new. that's the old trying to generate money where there is none.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you haven't checked all four of those boxes that we just talked about, then that's where you should focus your attention for now. But if you've accomplished some of those goals, mm-hmm. you're ready to start taking steps toward paying off your house, which is really exciting. That's a huge goal.
It is.
And you see how that structure works. You've got three or four really solid approaches. If you're starting to do those things, time will be your, you know, mm-hmm. your friend. So, all right, well, let's take another break here. We'll stop, and when we come back, we will talk a little more because I think we have one baby step left.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, everyone. It's Jerome Trahan from First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
And I am Crystal Clark, the Beyonce of budgeting.
Oh, yes, she is. So we are the host of Your Power, Your Money. And Crystal, we're at a new time.
So we will now be airing every Monday at 1 p.m.
Monday at 1 instead of Friday at 9.
Yes.
Beyonce approved thing?
It is.
All right. So we can put a ring on it?
You can. And you can catch me every Friday on WTLK for Financial Fitness Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. I've learned a lot of great money tips.
Awesome.
Well, you can join us at our new time for Your Power, Your Money every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
That's right. Every Monday at 1 p.m.
So join us, folks. We have a lot of fun talking about money and how you can control your money life.
That's right.
So join us for Your Power, Your Money every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. Or you can listen to us on supertalk.fm. Search Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to our podcast content anytime. All right. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money on at a new time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really clear this with the Beyonce of budgets, but believe me, folks, she was here.
I was at the meeting.
I was not. Those of you that know me are like, yeah, no big deal. All right. As always, you can go to supertalk.fm, search mm-hmm. Your Power, Your Money, and listen to this content anytime. Crystal, our show has moved to a new time, as we said, but, you know, all that content's out there on our social media channels, YouTube.
Facebook.
You know, and again, supertalk.fm. So, all right, let's continue. We've talked about seven baby steps mm-hmm. to building wealth, and we are on numero seven.
All right. Number seven is build wealth and give. You remember the Dave Ramsey plan is to budget and work towards the four walls first.
Right.
The four walls are food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. Once your budget is set for those are the most critical expenses, then you can start on living.
Living.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
enjoying yourself, I guess.
Yeah. And again, build wealth and give. You want to cover those four walls,
mm-hmm.
Cover the expenses your family needs to operate,
mm-hmm.
and then make a habit of giving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great for our community. It's great for churches. It's great for whoever. You know, you just pick the organization
right.
that you feel is, you know, the way to go. All right. So, you know, baby step number seven. Build wealth and give really seems like a huge, obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. The Ramsey Foundation is very big on teaching a holistic approach to your finances. And it always, you know, as we just mentioned, talks about giving back a
right.
little.
Mm-hmm.
A church tithe, as I said, is a great way. But you could choose any other worthy organization. Or here's another thing. If you don't have an organization, give it back to yourself.
That's right.
Put it in that savings plan.
Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself.
And there's United Way, American Cancer Society, the Center for Pregnancy Choices,
mm-hmm.
local people, the Community Foundation. You know, they give to a whole lot of other folks.
And so you may have heard on the last section and thought, but I don't have any extra money to put towards my house payment
uh-huh.
and saving for the future. Well, let's talk about it.
All right.
The answer is budget.
There it is. We need theme music for the Beyonce. It's like a sounder.
A sound effect or something.
I don't know.
If you're not already making a budget every month, start there. Write down your income, list your expenses, subtract your expenses from your income to make sure you're not overspending, and then track your spending during the month to make sure you're staying on target.
Thank you, Beyonce. She's saying put a ring on it, folks. Put a ring on your money life.
Yeah, that commitment.
Yeah, boy, where are you going to get sick? All right. Using a budget makes it easier to set those goals, right? And that's what the B.O.B., the Beyonce of budgets, Miss Crystal says. And there's a reason. You know, you set that goal, whether it's a new phone, a vacation. I don't know. You bake as a hobby.
Maybe, I do.
I bet that's really inexpensive.
Oh, no. It's expensive. Not. You know, we have to cover supplies. Every little thing comes out of my pocket, and it has to be accounted for. So I can't go up to Walmart and be like, hey, can I get this free because I know this person? So that's why you have to charge
not
a price.
One time, as they say. Well, yeah, everything's getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. We know what's going on in the economy. Things are still good. People still employed. But things are getting a little more expensive.
Things are. And I just had to adjust my budget. I've started bringing my lunch to work now. You've started to witness.
I can confirm this.
Yes.
I heard talk of Miss not eating out.
I'm trying not to eat out because I have to budget because I just learned that my son spends $8 every day for lunch and breakfast. So 8 times 5 is $40. So that means I can't eat out and spend $40 too. That's $80 a week. So I'm going to have to eat from home.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, let's say you're working on that budget, right? And you don't feel that there's money left over, right? Here's some adjustments in your budget.
Okay.
That you, if it's okay with Beyonce, that you can make to free up money for paying off that house early.
Mm-hmm.
That's that big goal. And your goal might be a little different, but if you can get that mortgage free and clear, man, you're very lucky because you're going to be paying insurance, maybe some upkeep, but you know, that mortgage payment goes away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's some adjustments in that budget. Lower your grocery budget.
Mm-hmm.
And you should always budget, right?
Right.
Because I have $150 to go to the grocery store. You may have to make a, you know, a ground level decision on what kind of sausage or cheese you use, but there's ways to make it work. Chances are groceries are one of your biggest line items, and especially if you have a family. So think about some ways to cut back, like, I don't know, changing stores, shopping sales,
couponing. Using
coupon yeah. Ta-da! That's how we do it. Okay, stop eating out so much. Not looking at you.
Okay.
Not looking at you. Okay, I admit this is a tough one for me, and you know,
me too,
because I love eating out. But going to restaurants is always more expensive than cooking at home, and sometimes a lot more expensive. I mean, now we talk about how things have gotten more expensive.
Yeah.
You go have lunch, and you just drop $40.
Right, quick.
So here's another, I think, really helpful. You know, and this is also, look at your apps. Look at the things that you have signed up for every month, while you also then do an insurance coverage checkup. Get an independent insurance agent. They can shop rates, find multiple providers, and get you the, I don't want to say cheapest, but most inexpensive coverage that you can get.
Cancel subscriptions. This is talking to me as well because I just did this.
Yes.
These days, it's super easy to rack up on more subscription services than you actually use. Figure out which streaming services you can live without and cancel them and put that extra cash towards your mortgage.
So let's talk about streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, as an old television guy, an old Comcast employee, I like that, you know, serve up my ads at a certain time, you know, news in the morning, cartoons on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything has changed. But with the phone, those apps have gotten, you know, a little trickier.
Yeah.
And it seems like I'm downloading a new app every day. So there are services that can help you clean up.
And it can be tricky, too, because sometimes they'll say free for the first 30 days. And then after the 30 days, you get charged $9.99.
Yep. Or even worse, $1.99 every month. And you don't feel it, so you don't see it.
Yes. And that's then it increases
why,
over time.
That's why you use the mobile app. That's why you set notifications. I mean, even me, if she's the Beyonce of budgets, I'm the Lord of the losers when it comes to money. Fun guy.
Yeah. Very.
Really just, you know, rich in my friends and my job and people I love. But
well, I just canceled a subscription for Apple and it was for $29.99 and I have no idea what that was.
All right. We're not hating on you, Apple, but
no,
we're just saying.
You'll take my last little lunch money.
Yes. Well, and then, you know, we got $50 in the account till tomorrow. Bam, bam, bam. And it all goes
like,
away.
Apple, what?
I mean, it you know, and again, so that is another, you know, we want to always invite you to come by the credit union and ask to speak to one of our credit counselors. You know, you want to schedule that. We, of course, want you to be a member. We can make you a member free with the program we have, with some grant monies that we have. So come in, we get you signed up, and we can start working on how that is going to work.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think that's all the time we have for today. Yeah, I know. We got 4 minutes. I got 4 minutes. It takes me a while. Any final thoughts?
Okay, well, I have something.
Uh-oh.
You know, we're big on financial education.
Yep.
and we're pushing it. So with our partners through Green Path, they are presenting an upcoming webinar that I want to invite everyone to.
Okay.
You can go to our website, 1stms.com, to sign up, or you can visit our Facebook page to sign up. It's under event. But this week's webinar is going to be Pay Later, Plan Smarter. A guide to buy now and pay later. Now, we know a lot of people use the buy now, pay later services.
Yep. Yep.
And we just won't think that this is a good educational webinar, because the things that you will learn here is going to be how to use buy now, pay later responsibly and integrate it into a healthy financial plan. You'll learn how to avoid common pitfalls when using buy now, pay later, and to help you stay track with your financial wellness goals. And then you also get insights from Green Path counselors on managing tools like buy now, pay later. So you'll get a lot of information on how to use this tool to your advantage and what things not to do.
Well, and Green Path is a partner. As a member of First Mississippi, mm-hmm.
It's free.
So you can literally do their financial recovery program, mm-hmm. where they put you in and help you, you know, manage the money that you're paying down.
Right.
But gosh, the information they provide,
yes.
is great, and it's timely.
Yes. And it's going to be Wednesday, September the 10th at 1 p.m. You can go ahead and register. And if you don't make it then to watch it live, they'll send you a recording. And we'll also have this on our Green Path link as well. So you can come and watch those videos anytime that you like.
So go to 1stms.com,
mm-hmm.
First Mississippi's website.
Yes.
On the carousel, you should see Green mm-hmm. Path. What are you going to title this?
It's going to be a Buy Now, Pay Later webinar.
Buy Now, Pay Later mm-hmm. webinar. Mm-hmm. And again, click on that, register for it, and then they'll send you a link.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but again, Green Path is exactly what they say. I mean, it's a method and a methodology, mm-hmm. if you will, for paying off your debts, mm-hmm. being smarter. It's a lot of great information.
A lot of great information.
And so the webinar is September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This Wednesday.
That is this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. It's fine. If we do this live, I'll find out what day it is. Okay. Well, you know, thank you for joining us, folks. Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about your money life.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal and I and the whole family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union really and truly want this to be better for you. So come check us out and listen to us at our new time.
That's right.
Mondays at 1 o'clock. All right. For Your Power, Your Money, for everyone at Crystal.
At
First Mississippi, which is Crystal. Thank you for joining us. Your Power, Your Money.
See you Monday.
See you next week.
Permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. 'Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. 'Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that you want it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on
Super cute. That was super.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.